episode 208. Oh, are we
starting? Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's a Wonderful Life, the sequel.
And other news.
Oh, yeah, another news.
We'll keep it.
I think it works.
That's too much. Well, let's do it again.
Really?
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian.
I like it.
Theology at warp speed. I'm Ben Anderson.
Oh, that pepperoni is spicy. I'm Ben DiBono. We are back.
Horrible. I don't know if we should keep this.
No, it's good. It's good. Matt, it was kind to make a pepperoni pizza. And that pepperoni just spiced up my throat.
I was just joking about sorry, but now we're actually, it's really happening.
Yeah, you've been pulling the surprise starts on me lately.
All right, this is for real. Now, I kind of was thinking about naming the episode this, but it's not good for timeliness, really, because Thanksgiving is coming up rather soon. But
tomorrow?
I feel tomorrow as we record, so I'm going to try to release this episode tonight. But I feel strongly about this, Ben, and I want you to join me in my campaign.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, hopefully it's before Thanksgiving.
Well, it's before a Thanksgiving.
Before a Thanksgiving. Because we found out that Thanksgiving is now opening, or sorry, stores are now opening on Thanksgiving Day. And we can't have that. Because there's people that have to work at the stores like Target and Best Buy and Walmart.
Yeah.
And they don't get to be with their families. And you, shopper, you should be with your family on Thanksgiving, even if it is 10 p.m. Don't go to any stores on Thanksgiving Day. Wait until Black Friday.
Yeah, I agree with you, except for one part, is that at 10 p.m., I'm done being with my family.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but still, it's the principle.
Absolutely.
If you show up to a store on Thanksgiving, then the stores are going to continue to be open on Thanksgiving, but if a bunch of us take a stand in bulk, and then they see this doesn't do us any good, it doesn't make us any more money to be open on Thanksgiving, let's just wait for Black Friday, then they'll change back to the proper way.
Yeah, if you go shopping on Thanksgiving, you're a moron and you're part of the problem.
Yeah, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't do it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure if anybody heard what the actual title of this episode was, but It's a Wonderful Life.
I said it.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life, the sequel.
Yeah.
So,
it's good to be. We haven't done a news episode in 2 weeks, Matt.
I know. So let's just get to the news episode part of the episode.
Why didn't we do it? Oh, yeah, because we watched The Rocketeer.
It's time for Sci-Fi News. Well, as strange as this may sound, the classic It's a Wonderful Life isn't being rebooted. They're doing a direct sequel and trying to get some of the original cast members back.
This is, I mean, just go listen to our franchise episode from a couple weeks ago if you want to know why this is a terrible idea. You know, I've seen A Wonderful Life. I'm not particularly attached to it, but it's a classic. Have some respect. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, this is terrible news. I hate this idea. So, again, don't go to this movie.
Yeah.
So that we can teach the studios a lesson. Don't go shopping on Thanksgiving. Don't give a sequel to It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Let it stand on as its own. It's a great classic movie. Leave it alone.
I'm getting to the point where we should just stop going to movies altogether, I think.
I don't feel that way.
Because here's the thing. So I was watching trailers this last week, and not by choice, but because we went to go see this Catching Fire thing. But there was trailers playing before, and I'm just watching what these trailers are, and I'm just thinking to myself, humanity's doomed. Humanity is doomed. I mean, these are trailers for, like, you know, the Coca-Cola polar bears?
Yeah.
Did you know they're getting a movie?
I just found out this past weekend.
Probably the same way I did.
Yeah. So, what are they called? Like, Polar Bears the movie?
The Polar Bears or something. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Next, they're going to be making a movie out of the M&M guys. In fact, that's probably in development right
now.
That's
a great idea. I would love to see a movie about them. Those polar bears are lovable.
Just because they're lovable doesn't mean they should make a movie out of this. It's ridiculous.
It worked out well when Geico decided to make a sitcom based on the cavemen.
Oh, yeah. How many episodes did that last for?
Not sure. But see, it can
work. Not many.
It can work.
Well, I agree that that's probably the standard for how well those things are going to work is the cavemen sitcom. You know, and it's just preview after preview like that. And I'm just thinking, what am I doing here?
There were some pretty bad previews during Catching Fire.
Yeah.
There was another one, and I don't remember exactly what the movie was called or even what the point of the movie was, but every scene, it was about, the plot was basically a young, maybe high school age girl. The movie's about her losing her innocence, and every scene they showed in the trailer was of her and some guy who she was dating you know, coming out of some sort of situation where they had just been together intimately. And, yeah. and it was multiple scenes of this. So even if in the trailer we're seeing every scene of that from the entire movie, that's still, there's probably five different scenes of them being like that. And these are underage kids. It's just like, it's horrible. I don't know anything about the plot other than the dad is rightfully mad at this son, or not the son, the kid that's dating his daughter, and they're trying to make the dad look like kind of the bad guy in the movie, but it's like, no, he's doing the right thing. Right. You shouldn't be sleeping around.
Yeah. I'm just at a loss. I mean, there are a few decent movies now and then. You know, I don't want to talk about this too much because we're going to, John Wilkerson actually sent in a brilliant voicemail along this topic, and that's part of why I was thinking about it when I was sitting there.
About what? About the trailers?
No. About movies. In general, following up our franchise episode.
Well, we don't have to wait until the listener feedback. Let me just say this other one. I didn't see this trailer, but another friend who saw Catching Fire said they saw a trailer for something called Vampire Academy.
Oh, my god!
And so the idea is that a high school of vampires, but they're being guarded by humans. And the humans let... And this is based on a young adult novel, which you'll like that. And these humans let the vampires drink their blood if they're hungry.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you know, the fact that it's young adult, it's aimed at children.
Exactly.
Are you for real? So you want to hear John's voice?
Yeah, just go ahead and play that.
Let's just jump into it, because this is brilliant. And John's always well-spoken, and I think particularly so here. So here it comes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, guys, John Wilkerson here, and I just realized that I haven't called in a while. You know, I listened to your big mega 200 episode, and I'm listening. And not only can I believe that I listened to that whole thing, I can't believe that I don't think there was a comment from me. Now, I should have called in and said congratulations. Of course, congratulations are due for reaching 200 episodes. Good on you guys. But what I'm really calling about is the whole franchise issue. And my question, or something to mill over or think about, is, are we expecting too much from Hollywood? Okay, the purpose of Hollywood, of what we get out of Hollywood, whether it's television or movies, is to entertain us. Whereas people like Tolkien and Lewis and even Card to an extent, Asimov, did not write merely to entertain, but they also wrote, as you stated then, to tell a good story, to impact the way we think, to change our minds, in a sense, of the ways that we think and live our lives. It is amazing to me the amount of garbage that comes out of Hollywood, and people still continue to consume it because they don't know about anything that's better out there. And so if you haven't read Hemingway, if you haven't read Homer, if you haven't read Bradbury, if you haven't read a lot of these other greats, Frost, the list goes on. If you haven't read these writings, you don't know that you're eating rotten steak instead of fresh steak that's been grilled to the perfection of juiciness. So we think we're getting steak, but we're not, because it's leftovers of cast-offs. So are we asking for too much from Hollywood? Is this something that Hollywood can provide us, or should we start looking somewhere else for entertainment that also enriches? Great job, guys. I think you're doing a super job with the podcast. I will look forward to hearing what you have to say. Bye.
Well, Ben, obviously you agree with him since you thought it was a great voicemail, but do you have anything to add on to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just every now and then something one of our listeners says just really sticks with me, and I listened to this whenever it first came in, you know, last week sometime. Man, I think John is just, he's really onto something here. The dilemma is that every now and then Hollywood does cough up something that is along the lines of what I'm looking for and what he's describing. But it's kind of like this, if I can jump on his metaphor about the steak a little bit. It's like, in a sense, going to McDonald's and expecting a 5-star, you know, grilled to perfection steak. You're just not going to get it there. But it seems to me like the situation we're in now is that you go to McDonald's and one out of every 50 hamburgers they serve up is actually a world-class steak instead. And that's frustrating for someone like me because, you know, the good that comes out of Hollywood is oftentimes very, very good. It's just that it's so few and far between. And I feel like the dilemma I have is how much is it worth sifting through the rest of it to find that good? And I just think what John says there is absolutely brilliant. Maybe we are looking in the wrong place. And that's why when I was sitting there watching those moronic trailers before the movie, which I also didn't particularly enjoy, but that's not really the point right now, is I just found myself wondering, you know, is it even worth going to see a movie? I forget whether or not the movie's good. In this case, I went because my wife wanted to. So that's kind of another category, you know. You got to be a good husband and whatnot. Sometimes, anyway. But is it even worth going to movies when so much of it is garbage? And I don't know if it is. So I felt very convicted by what John had to say.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like we have talked about it a lot here. I'm not in any way going to stop going to movies, of course. I still like movies, but one thing that stuck out to me from our previous conversation is, and about franchises specifically, is that the ratio, I think, is off of what I'm consuming when it comes to high quality versus, it's not necessarily morally a bad movie, but just low quality.
Right.
And so I want my ratio to be better where I'm seeing high quality film or high quality art and also some fun, just things just...
sure.
Yeah, for no reason. So yeah, definitely my ratio is off where I'm seeing more things that are just for fun. And I think more and more things that are being created are just like, John was just saying, are just for fun and they're not trying to make us think or, you know, educate us in any way. So yeah, good thoughts, John.
Yeah. Brilliant, brilliant stuff.
All right. Well, still another news.
Oh yeah. Back to the news.
Got some Star Wars stuff here for you. I should ask you, though, do you have any, because I, last time I kind of ran through all my news.
No, it's okay.
Do you have any Star Wars related things?
Amusing. I do not. No Star Wars related
it's
things.
It's confirmed, and it's no surprise to anyone here, that R2-D2 will appear in Episode 7.
Yeah. Oh, I do have I didn't write it down.
Okay,
but did you hear about the whole Samuel L. Jackson quote regarding Mark Hamill?
No, what is it?
So I guess Jackson and Hamill were filming a movie together, and Jackson asked him, hey, have they called you yet? And Mark Hamill said, no, nobody's called me about Episode 7, which is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But I totally believe it because it seems like things are very confused on this production so far. And maybe that's because it's under a microscope.
J.J. Abrams just released a new quote that this new release date that we covered a couple weeks back of December 2015, that's going to do the trick for him. I mean, that's a paraphrase for me, but basically saying this is a vast improvement. This is really going to help us instead of the May 2015 that they were originally looking at. So
yeah,
that's interesting. And then for people that are curious if the new video games that we've been covering, if they're going to be tied into the movies, we found out definitively that all the new Star Wars video games won't be based on upcoming movies.
I mean, tie-in video games are not often very good, but there have been some good Star Wars games out there, so I'm in favor of that.
I wanted to just throw out some titles to you. These are some titles that are being tossed around for the potential Superman versus Batman movie.
Oh, I'm glad you wrote this down because I forgot to.
Okay, I've got all the ones that were registered by Warner Brothers. So it's not saying it's going to for sure be one of these, but right, these are ones that they must be highly considering.
They registered domain names for all of these.
All right, so here we go. They are sticking with it being a Man of Steel sequel. So all of these start Man of Steel. So here we are. Man of Steel, Battle the Night, spelled like a knight in an army. A king and a knight.
I think all the knight references in these are K-N-I-G-H-T.
No, not true.
That's really?
Not, yeah, it's not okay. True. So I'll just specify by saying K-knight or N-knight.
You could go so with the Monty Python French guy pronunciation, the Knigget.
No, I don't think I'll do that.
Okay.
So Man of Steel, Battle of the K-knight.
I don't know if K-knight's better than Knigget.
Okay. What do you think of that? Forward or against it?
I'll just go ahead and save you the trouble. I think all of these are terrible titles.
Well, can I read through them at least for the
absolutely,
fans?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Man of Steel, Beyond Darkness. Speaking of darkness, okay, real quick side note.
Yeah.
Did you know that Star Trek Into Darkness is all supposed to be read as one single phrase?
Yeah, Star Trek Into Darkness.
I never knew that until...
There's no colon.
No, I just never even thought about it, but it's supposed to be a Star Trek Into Darkness.
Well, there's no A at the beginning.
I know, but yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so Beyond Darkness.
Really weird.
Okay, Man of Steel, Black of Night, but with a K. Man of Steel, Darkness Falls. Man of Steel, Night Falls, with a K. Man of Steel, Shadow of the Night, but spelled regular, like nighttime. Man of Steel, The Blackest Hour. And finally, Man of Steel, The Darkness Within.
You know, I loved way back, almost 10 years ago now, when we found out that the Batman Begins sequel was going to be called The Dark Knight. It was like, and everyone was like, whoa, that's so daring that the Warner Brothers is letting them do a Batman movie without the title, without the word Batman in it. And that was so cool that Christopher Nolan convinced Warner Brothers to do that, and Warner Brothers was willing to take that chance, and that was awesome. And it was really cool, too, when we found out, hey, you know, they're going to do a similar thing for Superman. They're going to do Man of Steel instead of Superman, blah, 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 blah. And that was cool, too. This is self-parody.
What do you mean?
This feels like self-parody. I mean, this feels like we've now taken this idea, we've turned what was a cool, fresh idea into a studio cliche now. These are terrible titles.
I don't really like any of them. I think they should just go with Batman Superman or Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Because that draws people in. Of course, people are going to know Batman is in it, but you don't... I think they're trying too hard to be a Man of Steel sequel.
Right.
They could just be another movie in the same universe.
Yeah. Yeah. I this is staggering to me that that's the best they could come up with.
And who knows? It could very likely be something else.
Well, we can hope. We can hope, because that's not going to cut it.
All right. I'll take your next piece of news.
Alrighty.
I've got something really crazy. I just found out today.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I need
Do you want to go with the crazy?
I need to interrupt. I never knew this was happening, but do you know? So we've already had Passion of the Christ. Do you know there's another movie coming
out?
Son
of God.
When did you hear about this for the first time?
I read about it a couple days ago.
Yeah,
but it's basically just footage from the Bible miniseries with new scenes added in.
Yeah, it's by the same people that did the Bible miniseries. Son of God, it's coming out, I think, next March, so just in time for Easter. Forward or against it?
Oh, well, I'm not going to see it, but I mean, I didn't watch the Bible miniseries, but I heard it was a respectful version of Christianity.
I'm forward existing. Fine. You're forward? Yeah. Okay.
I guess here's my take on Jesus movies is, unless you can do it really, really well, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Having not seen the Bible miniseries, I can't comment on that directly. From what I've read, it seems like it was good, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that sense, I'd maybe prefer it not happen. I think that if you can't do a Jesus movie with greatness, don't do it. But, at the other hand, as long as it's not going off the rails and being heretical and whatnot, I guess I'm not going to get too worked up about it.
Okay, I'll take your next piece of news.
Okay, you're a fan of J.R.R. Tolkien, and so am I.
Yeah.
And did you know that there is now a J.R.R. Tolkien biopicture?
I was
in
aware.
The works? So that could be interesting. It could be disastrous. But what I think is going to be especially amusing is what will the Tolkien estate try and do with this? Because they've been notoriously protective of, especially Christopher Tolkien, of his father's legacy. So it's almost countdown to the lawsuit at this point.
Yeah, I don't have any big thoughts on this. I hadn't even considered that. He has been really... Does he have any power, though, over the Tolkien story or just Lord of the Rings stuff?
I don't know, but he has not been shy with his litigation powers in the past. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me if... Because I can almost bet you, I can almost guarantee you that Christopher Tolkien is not a fan of this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that would be shocking.
But I think it's happening, even if he's against it.
Yeah, but what he might try and do is, you know, depending on how committed is the studio to this project, because if his lawyers show up at their door with a major lawsuit, are they really going to want to fight through the lawsuit to make this happen?
Yeah, and it's still in the works. It's just tentatively titled Tolkien, so who knows? It might not actually happen.
I mean, I think it could be interesting if well done. I just think that it's probably going to be even more amusing to watch whatever Christopher Tolkien's response is to this.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Take that, science!
All right, I'm looking through my list here. I've got a few to choose from for you. but there's one I'm worried I've covered on the show before. So tell me, have you heard of this? Artist plans to put the DNA of 5,000 humans into the Martian, or sorry, the Marianas Trench?
No.
I feel like we read that. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right. SETI's chief astronomer says we'll meet aliens within 25 years. Have we read that one?
Maybe.
And then finally, Harvard, MIT scientists create a real lightsaber. That one's from Paul Lewis. I'm sure we haven't covered that.
Okay, well, we can go with that.
All right, here we go. I lost it.
Oh, no.
I kind of want to get rid of that artist plans to put the DNA, because I've had that one at the top of my list for a long time.
Well, let's read that one.
But I'm worried that I'll do both. I'll do, because the lightsaber one's short.
Okay.
This is one of the weirdest attempts to preserve the future of human race ever heard of. Later this year, Danish artist plans to take a 26-foot-tall, 26-foot-wide geometric sculpture out into the Pacific Ocean among Japan, Indonesia, and the Philippines and drop it 36,000 feet into the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
Yeah.
The sculpture will be filled with 5,000 human blood samples taken from volunteers all over the world, all in the hope that someday in the future the sculpture will be found and the DNA samples inside will be resurrected as second chance humans.
Hey.
What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be all right. Kind of like Jurassic Park in reverse.
Exactly. I feel like you told that joke last time, too.
Oh, did no. I? Did we already do this story?
Next story. Harvard, MIT scientists create a real lightsaber. Researchers at Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology say they have built an actual lightsaber like the ones used in the Star Wars saga. The team of physicists say that they have discovered a new kind of matter using things called photonic molecules.
Hey.
They say unlike typical lasers, which pass right through each other, these bind together so you can whack them against each other. They say it all ends up looking like the iconic Jedi weapon.
Hey, that's cool. I'm for it.
And this discovery could advance the quantum computing field.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
I mean, I don't know that any of us are actually responsible enough to possess a real lightsaber, but we'll see what happens. Take that, science.
That's it. Take that, science. And I'm done with news.
Wow.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I've got lots of news.
Not last. Last section of the day.
What the Frodo, though.
What the Frodo is this?
What the Frodo? You thinking, man?
The Frodo.
What's going on?
Frodo.
What the Frodo?
So in this week's What the Frodo, we have a bit of a true story, a bit of a tragic one as well. Matt, are you familiar with the hobby known as ghost hunting?
No.
So you've never heard of ghost hunters?
I guess I've heard of ghost hunters. I didn't know it was a hobby.
Yeah.
I've heard of storm chasers.
Yeah, it's kind of like storm chasers, but with ghosts. So there's this mansion down south somewhere, and this group of people decided that they were young men in their 20s, I believe, were going to go looking for ghosts there. Okay. And you know what happened?
They found them.
They found none.
Oh.
And so you know what they did?
What?
They decided to burn down the mansion.
Oh, that's not a choice.
So if there were ghosts in there, they didn't find them. That's not why it's What the Frodo, though. The reason it's a What the Frodo is because these fellows came equipped with the latest ghost hunting gadgets, including large supplies of drugs and alcohol, which it seems like if you are ingesting hallucinogenic substances and you still can't see ghosts,
yes,
you are a pathetic ghost hunter, and you really shouldn't respond by burning down the house. So this is the What the Frodo, because people who were high as a kite still couldn't manage to see ghosts when they were open to the power of suggestion and expecting to, so much so that they went into a rage and an arson-fueled rage when it didn't happen. So,
wow.
Let that be a lesson. If you can't successfully hunt ghosts, even while on drugs, you should not be a ghost hunter.
Perfect. Next piece of news.
Alice in Wonderland 2 has been officially confirmed. That's not good.
All right.
But, you know, what is good news always is we like to have encouraging signs. Encouraging signs, encouraging signs. This is an encouraging sign because it's kind of a heartwarming story, you might say.
Oh, good.
So are you familiar with the actor Jack Gleason, who plays Joffrey on Game of Thrones?
Yes.
He has announced that when his run on the show is over, he is going to quit acting and engage in humanitarian work.
Oh, that is nice.
That is cool. And that's not to say people who keep acting are bad people, but it's kind of neat to see somebody take a more selfless role.
Yeah, and he's young.
Yeah. So what's ironic is that he plays, you know, one of the most evil characters on the show. And so this kid who seems like he must be a wonderful human being, his face and everything about him is associated with just wanting to kick the crap out of him by every single Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah,
so,
he's horrible.
Yeah, he is horrible. I mean, there's YouTube videos just compiling every insult and you know, attack on him from the series because he's such a loathsome character. But Jack Gleason, good guy in real life.
Nice.
Encouraging signs. Encouraging signs. Preacher, the graphic novel, appears to be coming to AMC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this. Wasn't interested.
Yeah.
I've never read the graphic novel, though, so that might have something to do with it.
AMC also has a new show called Galentine.
Never heard of this. What's this about?
It's basically the same premise as Revolution.
No. Yeah. The power goes out? And
I don't know if it's power, but it's all the technology quits working, and now we're in a post-apocalyptic world, so that's
interesting.
That's exciting. And I think that... Oh, I'm surprised you didn't have this. We'll save that for last news of the day.
Okay, do you have anything else? Or
I have one more, and then last news of the day.
Okay.
Alan Moore has come out and says that the success of superhero movies is quite alarming.
Yeah, but I read this article. He hasn't actually read a superhero comic since writing Watchmen.
That's true. Yeah, I think, you know,
He's pretty negative. When we get to our Alan Moore episode, we're going to cover some of this.
That's next year, guaranteed.
Next year,
right?
Guaranteed.
Yeah. It was an interesting article, though, because what he said was that it's alarming because it's indulging in the... People are essentially liking things in the same way they still liked them when they were 13.
I know. I saw this. I don't agree, because this is the same argument that people use against, like... Men like yourself who like video games.
Right.
They say liking video games is just for kids, so you're stuck being a juvenile delinquent even if you're in your 30s or 20s and still like that.
Yeah. I'm excited about this news, though, for a couple reasons. Number one being that I don't agree with Alan Moore either, even though I say a lot of negative things about superhero movies, so I can now claim that my views are balanced. And
okay.
Moderate.
Yeah.
So helps my publicity a little bit to be able to have somebody far more extreme than I am.
Yeah.
I do think, though, that if we can strip away some of the extreme parts of what he said, he does make an important point that's alongside kind of what we've been saying in our franchise talk, which is that you should have stuff that challenges you. Don't just keep indulging. If you're enjoying superhero movies and you're enjoying them in the exact same way for the exact same reasons you did when you were 13, there's probably something off with that. I don't think he's right, though, in condemning the entire genre.
Good. Good. All right. Well, then here we go.
Last news of the day. I am shocked that you did not have this, Matt. This is right up your alley.
What is it?
Stan Lee is creating a new superhero with Avi Arad over at Sony.
I read it, but there's no news here. Just that they're talking about it. There's not like...
You don't think Stan Lee announcing he's going to create a brand new superhero is news?
It's not going to happen. I think this is stupid.
I think it's stupid too, but it's news.
And I don't love Avi Arad.
No, that's true.
And so I saw this, but it didn't feel like it was news yet.
Yeah. You've been taking a play from my playbook, which is,
yeah.
This news annoys me, so I'm not going to write it down.
Once we know it's actually real, then it's news.
Okay.
Like, I almost made this a Stan Lee quote of the week.
Yeah.
But there's no quote. There's nothing really to talk about. So,
all right, then.
So,
well,
Ben is wrong.
That was an anticlimactic last news of the day in that case.
It's okay, because we have a lot of listener feedback.
Yeah, we do.
We keep referencing our franchise episode, and I won't read everything that people wrote about it, but here's something from Wes. Brilliant discussion. It's been a while since we had a heavy-hitting, deep SFC episode. My heart and mind have felt the profound issues explored here on a daily basis for quite some time.
Hey,
so good stuff.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, let's take turns. You go with your next one.
Well, I have one from Patrick along the lines of the same discussion, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a little bit long, but he said, I also have some thoughts on the franchise episode. I was the one that asked the question about C.S. Lewis and Tolkien, so I want to make sure we give Patrick credit for that wonderful question that sparked so much of our discussion in that episode. So thank you, Patrick. And then he talks about how he talks a little bit about John Carter. He read the book, found that it dragged a little bit. And then he says, your talk about the quote from Lewis struck a chord with me, too. This was the quote from Lewis saying that our desires aren't too small for God, mm-hmm. or too big for God. They're too small. It is very unfortunate for us that there are no modern writers whose stories engage us like Lewis and Tolkien. I think more and more writers have less interest in telling the story that means something to us and to our generation. I think it's like pop art. If you can paint a can of soup, that's art. I can tell you that I like the can of soup as art, but only because it is an indictment of the pervasive mediocrity that surrounds us all the time. My heart craves something to be inspired by, something to live for. I think that's part of how God has wired us, because it leads us straight to Him, and yet we find ourselves content with cheap stuff. I often find myself content with lower quality when I ought to search after things that are more meaningful.
Nice. So, good thoughts, I agree with.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Wes comes to my rescue again as he says, of course Matt is a sci-fi fan.
Oh my.
Yeah, so you and I have been kind of discussing this over the last few weeks and months.
I think maybe it was your wife who started this.
Yeah, and so Wes goes on to say, he may not be a hardcore science fiction bookworm, but the shows and interests that Matt has cannot exclude a familiarity and appreciation of sci-fi. Some definitions of the genre can be stretched, while others are more exclusive and compact. But at the end of the day, who cares about the nitpicking of the labeling? Perhaps this could be a springboard for a future discussion on the show, the definition of the science fiction genre, and a discussion about which fictional worlds are or are not applicable under extreme or loose criteria.
Yeah, that could be an interesting discussion. We could call it, Is Matt a Sci-Fi Fan?
There it is.
The episode.
All right, finally.
Yeah.
And then about our Lost.
The Lost Off
with Wayne. Palindrome says, this episode reminded me of all the things I love about Lost. Ben should be pleased that I only knew the answer to about 5 of those questions.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
While I'm sad that Wayne lost, I'm happy that Matt has now justified his obsession with Lost by winning.
Has he?
Yay for Matt.
I don't know about justified. That's stretching.
Wes wrote, fun episode, great format. The game show flavor is something to repeat. Wayne was a great guest. I agree.
Yeah, Wayne's awesome.
As someone who has never heard or seen a single frame of Lost, I was entertained by the prospect of this most merry episode. Congratulations of bountiful confetti to Matt Anderson. And don't worry, Matt, as the old cliche proves, Ben is just jealous.
I don't know about that.
I have yet to listen to the remainder of the episode with the next Disney World edition of the saga, but I don't suppose I need to listen to it to say I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So everybody, there's somebody else that said something about that, too, about how... let me find this. Today's story time was hysterical. When Ben began it, I was wondering if I was going to have anything to do with Ben's couple of comments. Whoppers in reply to the con man's comment on the abominable. Oh, he really liked that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
We had a question from a listener who's a longtime listener, but just wrote in to get the Dark Knight Returns video named Jake. And then he also asked, which, by the way, the Dark Knight Returns video has been a hit with everyone who's watched it.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I've gotten rave reviews back saying that they just love it and they love how uncomfortable you are. And in fact, when John Wilkerson wrote in for it, he said that he specifically wanted to see it because he likes to see videos that make you uncomfortable. So I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
But it also made me laugh. But Jake wanted to know, and I'm going to ask you whether or not we want to answer this question now, but he had a question that a couple people have asked, which is why I chose Catholicism over the Orthodox Church. And I think this is a really interesting question. My question to you, Matt, is...
Episode.
Do we want to do an episode on this? Or maybe an episode, I don't know if it's... Maybe like a few quick hit theology questions or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, so that episode is coming because I want to hear that too.
Okay, so let's punt on that for now just because I want to give it more thought. I did promise Jake an answer when I sent him back the question.
Well, the answer is, Jake, you're going to get a whole episode.
Yeah.
So your answer or your dreams have come true.
Yeah, so there you go. So coming soon, even sooner than the Alan Moore episode.
Yeah, really soon. Mike Poteet wrote in and confirmed that when we were talking about Breaking Bad being the best and the MASH finale and all that stuff, or the TV show MASH, the episode I described was the finale. So the only episode I know I've seen of MASH was the last episode.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said it is admittedly disturbing.
Huh.
But it, if you see it as an adult with knowledge of the characters, especially as they progress during the last season or so, that I'd probably appreciate it more.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and that was my last piece of listener feedback. What do you got?
Aaron Rainey responding to the Dark Knight Returns video. He says, well, I'll have to center this a little bit. But he now, let me just be clear, Matt. He specifically asked for the uncensored version.
So okay.
I sent him that. I'm sending out the censored version unless people specifically ask for the uncensored one. So it says, having seen only the uncensored version, I imagine the censored parts included not only blank, 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 but also the repeated exposure of your bare belly. To be fair, you warned me of mature content, but that one caught me off guard, and it's something I can never unsee.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's absolutely brilliant. Let's see. What else. Oh, I don't know if I can read. John just wrote back that it was a hot mess.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Indeed it was.
Let's see. And I know we have a couple of voicemails that we're saving for our next episode, the Doctor Who episode.
Yeah.
So save those.
I know I had more call to... We'll sprinkle in some more Dark Knight Returns okay. feedback next week. But yeah, rave hit. If you want to see it and you won't be offended, Ben at thescifichristian.com. I think far more people have seen it now than would have seen it if you just let me leave it up.
Yeah. Well, whatever. At least I did my due diligence.
No, it's still, you're still getting what you want. Because this is people who are saying, I won't be offended. Yeah, it's not up for like the unsuspecting...
Like family viewing.
Exactly.
Oh, let's check out Ben and Matt. They're exactly. family friendly. They're Christians.
Exactly, exactly. So it is more people see it, but it's people who know what they're getting.
There, I like it.
Aaron also asked for the hiking video and quite enjoyed that.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on. And looking forward, Ben, what can people expect in our next episode that we're going to record right now?
Well, it's going to be Doctor Who time. So finally... Matt has finally caught up on Doctor Who. We both watched the 50th. We haven't talked about the 50th at all with each other.
No.
So I've posted a little bit about it on Facebook, but so Matt probably knows what I think, but I don't have a clue what he thinks. And then, of course, your next installment of Sci-Fi Christian Storytime.
And after that, releasing next week. So I'll release the news episode today so people can get the message not to shop on Thanksgiving. I'm urging you, folks. Don't go shopping on Thanksgiving. Just wait until Black Friday, even if it means you risk not getting the cheap TV or Blu-ray player or DVD that you want.
Unless you really want the TV.
No, don't.
Right.
Okay. And then, I'm going to release a news episode today, Wednesday, and then I'm going to release our Doctor Who episode tomorrow, Thursday, the 28th, because people are traveling. They need something to listen to when they travel. So these are going to be two back-to-back releases, and next week... Now, we've already recorded this episode. We had some guests over today. But early next week, I'll release an episode that we're calling the Manisode.
Yeah.
It's all about manliness and top five manliest sci-fi characters.
Now, we didn't do a story time on that one. So, Doctor Who is going to contain the penultimate installment of the Disney World saga. But then you'll have to wait 2 weeks for the conclusion.
All right, everybody. Well, happy Thanksgiving if you're only listening to the news episode and you don't have a chance to listen to Doctor Who. We hope you have a great time with your families. Please stay at home and don't go shopping and travel safe. I hope you're listening to us on the road. If you are, feel free to write us an email at feedback@thescifichristian.com.
Well, probably not when you're driving, though.
No, I mean, if the passenger wants to just write in and say, hey, great episode, or they could call us at
612-4121-SFC.
Well, that is all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am the one and only, the magnificent Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
And we're humble.
Goodbye. Signing off.